Zog der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Trumah ist Peri Gyur Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, ein Eisen, Tamarim, Dvash. A person should not take dates of Trumah, and turn it into honey. Same is true, says about Tanura, if the dates are Maiser Sheni, don't turn it into honey. V'loi Tapuchim Yayin, don't turn apples into apple juice. V'loi Sisvani Yeschaimitz, nor, as we explained before, the slow ripening grapes, the winter grapes, into vinegar. So we discussed in the previous Mishnah what the halacha is with juice that comes out of a truma apple. Now the Mishnah is telling us, lechatchila, you shouldn't squeeze apple juice. And the same is true, ushar kalaperis, ein mishanen oisim b'briyasa. Any other fruits, besides the ones mentioned over here, don't squeeze them into juice. B'truma u'b'maiser sheni, again, if we're talking about truma or maiser sheni, what's wrong? Why can't I change a food into a liquid? And the answer is, because you're destroying the fruit. And both Truma and Maaser Sheni, you're not allowed to destroy the fruit. Well, I'm not really destroying it. Let's say I'm making apple juice. And the answer is, says the Batanura, an apple's an apple, and the juice is juice. The grapes are grapes, and vinegar is vinegar. The dates are dates, and honey is honey. You're not supposed to turn the Eichel into a mashka. Some say that this is only according to the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua in the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua holds, I'm just taking apple juice as the example, the juice that comes out of an apple is not real truma, at least not minatira. So you're taking something that has real kedushas truma midiraisa, and you're taking out part of it, and it only has drabanadika truma. That's called hefsit truma. But some say, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that when juice comes out of an apple, it's real truma midiraisa, but lechatchil, you're not supposed to squeeze the juice out of the peri. Because it's not the derech, at least in the times in the Mishnah, it was not the derech to make apple juice. You're not supposed to be mashana the peri from its original form. That's called hefset truma. Hefset truma doesn't mean you totally destroy it. Hefset truma means it's less than it was beforehand. Same is true for squeezing maaser sheni peris. The Torah refers to maaser sheni as kodesh l'shem, and therefore you can't bring it down in its value. Whenever you bring something down in its value, it doesn't have its original chashivas. That's a kind of hefset. Ella, unless we're talking about oil from olives or wine from grapes, Ella Zaysim, Vanovim Bilvat, continues the Mishnah. That you can squeeze. Because there the Torah said, Beferish. This is in Parshas Kairach. The Torah talks about Matnas Kohuna, Kapitel Yodches, Pasig Yodbeis. Koil Chalev Yitzar, all the best of your oil. Vachal Chalev Tirosh, and the best of your wine. Vidogan Rishisam, and grain there first, asher yitnu l'Hashem l'cha nisatim, which they give to Hashem, to you I have given them. So the Torah is talking about truma, the Torah is talking about giving oil and wine. So once again, zakta mishnah ein oisin tamarim dvash. Don't turn dates into honey. V'loi tapuchim yayin, not apples into wine. V'loi sesvani yischoimetz, not the winter grapes into vinegar. The winter grapes were poor quality, so they would usually turn it into vinegar, not into wine. Mashaka leperis and all other juices, ain meshananaisa mibriyasan, don't change it from its original state, betruma ubemaiser sheni. If we're talking about truma maiser sheni, ella zaysim vanovim bilvan. Just zaysim and anovim, just oil from olives and wine from grapes, that is different. That it's a symbol of truma. Vaitra says in Mishnah, ain soifkin. Literally, soifkin means to absorb, but it's a way of saying he's getting the malchus. Ein soifkin who are by him. Really, malchus is 39. The Torah says 40 minus 1, but we call it 40. Ein soifkin who are by him. You don't get malchus mishum arla if you drink a mashka of arla. So if I took a peri, that's within the first 3 years of the tree, which is arla, and I squeezed it and I drank the juice, I would not be chayv malchus min haTorah. That would be true for an apple of Arla. It wouldn't be true for the oil from olives or the wine from grapes. Over there, one would be Chayav Malkus. Again, Ein Soif Kenor Abon Mishim Arla. You wouldn't be Chayav Malkus with drinking juice from an Arla Peri. Ela Leyotzim and Azaysim Umenu Hanov. Only on what comes out of olives and grapes. By the way, does this mean that if I have an Erla apple, I can drink the juice? And the answer is no. It's still Asr Midrabana. Some even hold it's the rice. It's just that there's no Malkus on it. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, the Ein Mevin Bikurim from Mashkin. There's a Mitzvah separate every single year. The first Peiros of the Shiva Samin of the Gro, and to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash, that's called Bikurin. You bring it to the Azara, you give it to the Kayin, it's like Truma. It's eaten in Yerushalayim. But you can't bring juice. You have to bring the Peres themselves. Ve'ein Mevin Bikurin Mashkin, Ella, only Hayotzim and Hazesim and Minhu Anavim. In other words, if you take the first olives, squeeze out the oil, the first grapes, squeeze out the wine, and bring that to the Kayin, that is good Bikurim. By Bikurim, the Pasuk says about Tenures Reishis Prihu Adama. You bring the Peri, not the Mashka. But we learn from Truma that when it comes to oil and wine, it is okay. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah Ve'ena Matama Mishnah Mashka. The Alochis of Tuma. Or to be Machshir, something to be Makabal Tuma, which means that food has to come into contact with liquid in order to become Tame. Ella, that is only Hayoitzim and Azesim Imenu Anov. Only in terms of juice, it has to be something that comes out of zesim and an oven. If it comes into contact with oil, yes, now it could become tummy. It comes into contact with wine, now it could become tummy. And there are other things also that are part of the Shiva Mashkin. Like we said before, there's dam, there's mayim, there's tal. But as far as juice is concerned, only the liquid that comes out of zesim and an oven. The emek riven al gabi amizbeach, and you can't be makriv on the mizbeach, as mashkin ella hayoytzim min azesim min huanov. Oil is used for some menachos. Wine for nisachim, poured on the mizbeach. There is no other juice that is used on the mizbeach. So, how many ways do we have where zesim and anovim are different than other juices? You're not supposed to squeeze a truma apple for its juice. That's called being mafsid the truma. But you could squeeze the olives for oil and the grapes for wine, that's one. If you squeeze out the juice of an Erla Peri, you wouldn't be Chayiv Malkus, unless it's Zeisim in an oven, that's two. You can't bring Bikurim in a liquid form, unless it comes from Zeisim in an oven, that's three. The Alochis of Tumah, as it applies to Mashka, or to be Mashka something, Lekabel Tumah, is only by Zeisim in an oven, that's four. And five, there's no juice that goes up on the Mizbeach except oil that comes out of olives from Menachais and the wine that is poured that comes out of grapes.